Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WellFit Radio Chicago, brought to you by Momentum Fitness and Health. Let us help you find yours. You have questions about health, fitness, and nutrition, and we have the answers. We are live streaming on blogtalkradio.com, as well as on our Facebook page, Momentum Fitness and Health, and as well as on our private Facebook page for members as well. So listen live or archived anytime. My name is Jason Venkis, and I am award-winning and published certified personal trainer, health coach, and fitness nutrition specialist. So, are crunches actually doing more damage than good to your health and to your posture? Crunches and other ab exercise always seem to be the most important thing to people in their exercise routine. Matter of fact, people get a little worried if I don't do ab exercises right in the beginning of their workout, and it's getting more and more into that hour, and they're like, where's my ab exercises? However, crunches do not always benefit everyone. In fact, almost 70 million Americans alone should probably avoid crunches. These 70 million people share one trait in common, and you just might fall into that category. If you work out regularly, you cannot miss today's show. So keep it right here and find out who is at risk, why, and what you should do instead. So what could it be? What do 70 million Americans have in common? All right, I'll tell you. It's desk jobs. As Americans sit, literally, in more sedentary jobs, they're packing on the pounds. And it's this inertia that's a major contributor to the obesity epidemic. Now, staring at the computer for hours rather than hoeing or working the fields or working some kind of industrial job, you're going to burn 120 to 140 less or fewer calories a day than, say, 50 years ago. And now remember from last week when I mentioned that eating out regularly and not eating at home, cooking your own food at home, adds an extra about 140 calories per day, right? So that's 280 calories per day extra that's being added. Now that might not seem like a whole lot, but over a year that comes to 102,200 calories, or let me put it another way, 29.2 pounds. Yes, more and more Americans run the risk of gaining nearly 30 pounds per year, and it's due to this sedentary lifestyle, these desk jobs that we tend to have more of now. This then creates an urge every January 1st to go to the gym and lose weight. And what do most people do? Well, media and ads have led us to believe that we need to do tons of ab exercises in order to reduce our belly. And the easiest of these exercises tends to be the standard crunch. So many go right out and do tons of crunches, buy ab rockers and other contraptions, right? But for those 70 million Americans with desk jobs, this could actually be more detrimental than helpful. Besides, abs are made in the kitchen, right? So why is this such a problem? Well, first let's explain the makeup of the abdominal muscles, right? You have two central sheets, if you will, of abdominal muscles. The two sheets that make up the center of your abdominals, right? In the middle of your body. These help, it's your transverse abdominis as well as your rectus abdominis. And the transverse abdominis is that deep inside sheet of abs that are responsible for balance, stabilization, and support of the spine. And then the rectus abdominis is that outer sheet that you see on people with a very low body fat percentage or when very well dehydrated. just a side note, most models that you see with six-pack abs dehydrate themselves before taking those photos, so they pop more. Now, in addition to the two central sheets of abs, you have your obliques, or your side abs, which are responsible for rotation. Now, this desk posture, that forward-leaning, shoulders hunched, and head-forward posture, tightens our abdominal muscles by leaving them compressed for 8 to 10 hours. And more people come to me with these super tight abs, and then when they start working out, they feel like this burning, this popping sensation. So think about it. It's kind of like taking a piece of tin foil and scrunching it up real, real tight into a ball and then putting like a book on it for 8 hours and just compressing it for 8 hours. After a couple of weeks, try opening that up and making it flat again. You're going to struggle to do it. It's going to be harder to do. So the abs that are strong and flexible will properly support the spine, and it would make it a lot easier. However, these overly tight abs are going to pull on the spine and cause movement compensations that could lead to injuries later from overuse. So now overly tight and weak abs can pull your body into that forward flexion on a more permanent basis. So even when you're not sitting at a desk, you might have that hunched shoulder look and feeling. And again, you're compressing your abdominal muscles again. This can lead to low back pain as well as upper back tightness. So sitting at a desk does weaken our central abs as well. So this does create a catch-22 by making them both tight and weak at the same time. So what do you do? Well, first, not everyone that sits at a desk needs to avoid those central abdominal exercises. If you have good desk posture, if you're very cognizant of it, and maybe you do yoga or you do all of your stretches, you can likely work those abs with no issues. The key thing here is flexibility, and this is honestly with all muscle groups, not just abs. You never want to put extra stress on an already tight muscle. This opens you up for injuries like strains and pulls. So you have to gain flexibility first if you are overly tight. So how do you know if you're overly tight in your abs? Well, do some ab exercises, and if they pop or burn, you're overly tight. Instead, you're actually going to want to work your obliques in this case during your normal routine and stretch and use self-myofascial release on your transverse or your rectus abdominis, your central abdominal walls. Now, in addition, you want to strengthen your upper and lower back to pull the spine into a more upright alignment. Now, what if you have lower back pain? It does tend to accompany that desk posture sometimes, too, that low back pain. So there's always an if in there, isn't there? There's always something that makes it not a black and white answer. Well, low back pain typically can be corrected if it's non-structural damage, if it's just tightness, with stretching of the lower body muscles, such as the glutes, the hips, and the hamstrings, along with the strengthening of the obliques or your side abdominals. So it's all very confusing and probably why most people should use a personal trainer. Here's our shameless plug, right? But more specifically, a corrective exercise specialist in order to avoid injury. They are your next best thing to a physical therapist if you find a good corrective exercise specialist. Personally, as a corrective exercise specialist, I consult with a physical therapist on some of the workouts that my clients do. So here's what you should do if you have a desk job. There's a couple of scenarios here. If you're just starting out a workout routine or you've had a layoff for a while from exercise and you want to start with flexibility and balance first, especially for that central ab complex, right? The best abdominal stretch that you can do is to lay backwards over a stability ball, slowly. You don't want to just extend over the ball real quick. And you want to make sure that you breathe into it because you're going to be technically upside down. Now, one reason we probably don't stretch our abs like other muscles is because even if you Google ab stretches, you get nothing but ab exercises. Now, you can also use a tennis ball or a lacrosse ball for a self-myofascial release technique. You can lie face down and place the ball just below your chest. So above, just below your chest, but above the sternum, so you're not causing any damage there, and lean into it a little bit at a time. Now, you can use a softer ball in lighter pressure to start, as this can be very, very painful, but it's very, very releasing, so you have to ease into it. You're also going to want to strengthen your obliques with things like wood choppers and fist pump crunches, stuff like that. And then add in low back extensions and cable rows to strengthen the back and support the spine. Once your central abdominals are a bit more flexible, then you can start your strengthening exercises. So until then, work on flexibility. Now, if you do have low back pain, this is the second scenario. Skip the low back extension, but add in hamstring stretches, pigeon pose, and other glute stretches as well. You can also take that lacrosse ball and place it under your butt, but halfway, like towards your hip. And that's going to help release your piriformis, which is one of the muscles in your butt. Make sense? So, you know, we want to try and correct as much of the actual actions as we can, but it's probably not feasible for you to quit your job. You could possibly ask for a desk that allows you to stand from time to time, and I personally suggest one that actually raises and lowers so that you can sit and stand when you need to, because standing all the time isn't necessarily that good for you either, so this would have a workable platform. Now, if you need help getting balanced and getting more flexible, and or getting stronger, come see us here in Berwyn, although I'm not in Berwyn right now. You can probably see my bedroom in the background. I'm actually broadcasting from home. But in Berwyn, we do have personal trainers that understand this dynamic and are even looking at adding massage therapists as well as physical therapists to better assist you and help you find your momentum. So again, just to say that again, we have personal trainers that do understand that you need to work on getting more areas more flexible before you start beating them up real bad, and they could lead to injury. And again, we're looking at adding massage therapists to help that as well, and possibly bringing in a part-time physical therapist, again, to better assist everybody. So thank you for joining me today. Nice short show, short, sweet, to the point. No show next week, as I'm going to be holding a meeting for the health festival. We're trying to build the biggest health festival in the Chicago suburbs. So stay tuned for more details on that as it develops. So we will be back again the day after Thanksgiving with some helpful tips on how to burn off at least some of those extra calories that you consumed on Thanksgiving. Until then, you can check us out on Facebook at Momentum Fitness and Health or on our website at www.findingyourmomentum.com. And until next time, I hope that you find your momentum. Thanks for listening. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. That's all.